of the ads that have been playing a lot over the summer here in New Zealand has been this ad by this hotel app company called Trivago. And I don't know whether you've seen it or not, but it's raised a few angry issues with some people, particularly people who are a little bit older, like myself maybe. But in this ad, there's this older lady who is booking into a hotel, and a younger lady who's booking into the hotel. And the older lady puts across her card, and the guy tells her much it is. And then the younger lady comes in, and she makes her booking, and she is charged substantially a lot less than the older lady. And the issue is that the younger lady had used Trivago, this app, to make her hotel booking. And there's quite a few comments on social media and on YouTube and other places that have sort of said that this ad is ageist and prejudiced and stereotypical and all those sort of buzzy type words. And actually, what I'd like to do right now is play it for you. You won't be able to see it unless you want to come over to the website, turningthepage.info, and view it there. But hopefully, you'll be able to hear what happens on this.
Just one night, madam?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And with your gold card discount, that will be £120 for the night, please.
4-star hotel with a pool for this price. Not bad.
So that's £95 for the night, please?
Wait, what?
Well, if you use Trivago, Trivago will compare prices from hundreds of websites worldwide, making it simple to find a great deal on your hotel. Give it a go.
And so there you go. You probably didn't hear it very well. And again, if you want to come and look at it on the website, you'll get the picture. But as one commentator on YouTube says, what Trivago is really communicating in this ad is that old people are not with it. Young people are smarter and more savvy. Stereotypes, in other words. What message did you get from the ad if you've actually happened to watch it or if you've listened to it? Now, I've asked quite a few people, and most felt the ad was ageist, discriminating against older people, and offensive. Some didn't see any problem at all with the ad, that Trivago was actually being helpful to older people. Now, so I asked a friend of mine, a good friend, Elizabeth Herr, who is a certified body language trainer, to have a look at the ad. Now, she can look at all the little micro expressions and try and tease out really what the person is saying. So she's written a little report here about it. So I'm just going to read it out. She says, I don't see ageism at all. Instead, I see a sense of superiority, elitism, from the older woman. At 7 seconds, the younger woman has a slightly raised eyebrow, but this seems more indicative of knowing privately that she's got the better deal. That she has a genuine and even smile, but there is no malice. The older woman, on the other hand, made a show of the price she was quoted to her. At 8 seconds, she lifts her chin, also called a chin jut, and her forehead is back. This, in effect, makes her look down her nose in a superior manner. This is followed at 10 seconds by an elbow raise to draw attention to what she says, a sideways glance of the eyes and head turned the direction of the brunette, the young lady. When she says, not bad, she also displays a contempt micro-expression, a one-sided mouth raise. All of this shows a sense of disdain and superiority. At 15 seconds, when she says, wait, after hearing the quote, £95, she displays a micro-disgust expression, lips pulled up. Then at 21 seconds, the woman raises her eyebrows at hearing the benefits of Trivago. Eyebrow raise is often indicative that we like or approve of something or think something is interesting. After the brunette explains the benefits of Trivago, she is smiling at 24 seconds, but it's still even. Both sides raise, so no contempt. At 26 seconds, the concierge tries to pry the card out of her hand while pursing his lips, indicating that he's feeling stressed and that right at 27 seconds, the lady has an angry expression on her face, brow furrowed. The only dig here that Elizabeth says is that Trivago is insinuating that people of a certain age bracket are less app savvy than younger generation and is making them aware of the application. So thanks, Elizabeth. She's found it the people toolbox. Look, messages are messy. You say one thing and people hear another thing completely differently. You think to yourself, or even you might just say it out loud, why don't they listen to me? They may well have been listening to you, but you weren't speaking their language. You weren't being clear with the message you were sending. Sure, the listener has a responsibility to listen. They have to choose to listen, to make sense of the words, the non-verbals, the context. What they hear will be some version of what you say. Just like what you're hearing from me. You'll hear some version of what I'm saying. Hopefully it's an accurate version. But we all have filters. And to understand communication, you have to understand filters. Like in photography, one of the ways to get some different looking images is to put like a filter over the lens of the camera. And when the light passes through the lens filter, it's changed and creates a different image to reality of what actually is there. And you know, we've all got filters, you know, prejudices, beliefs, physical impairments, you know, hearing loss, experiences. And a good communicator actually takes into account the filters people have and adjust the message for that clarity. So if you want to be heard, find out people's filters. Now this is going to take some time and observation, and understanding your listener is a sign of respect that you want to know them and connect with them. And after talking with them, ask them some gentle, curious questions to see if they've got the message right. The second thing is speak with compassion. If you want connection, then you need to have compassion for the listeners. They don't know what you're talking about. They're not the one trying to communicate. So think about their situation first and speak with compassion. Hey, the Apostle Paul, in writing to the Colossian church, some early believers, tells us that our speech needs to be seasoned or gracious with salt. Now, I don't think he says get a salt shaker and sprinkle it over your tongue or anything like that. He says this, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer. Colossians 4:6, or as the Message, more of a modern day version puts it, be gracious in your speech. The goal is to bring out the best in others in a conversation, not put them down or not cut them out. And so I think we need to enhance the flavor of our speech with grace and speak to people in an attitude of love. Here's some quotes for you to consider. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Theodore Roosevelt. The most important thing in communication is hearing what isn't said. Peter Drucker. And this is a quote by Francis of Assisi, found in a book by Richard Rohr. A brother has not given up all things if he holds on to the purse of his own opinions. And most people do not see things as they are. They see things as they are. Read that again. Most people do not see things as they are. They see things as they are. Richard Rohr. I like that one. Hey, here's some questions for you to consider. What was your first response to the Trivago ad? How did you respond? Did you get negative? Did you get what? How was your response? Number two is, what filters do you have that you listen to messages through? You know, and that's quite a self-reflective exercise where you have to really think about, you know, what sort of things do I prejudice my listening through? Number three, do you ever exclaim, why don't people listen to me? Well, where does the responsibility for the communication rest in the first place? Was it with you, the speaker, or to the listener? Hey, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I do appreciate you spending the time with me each week. This is brought to you by my fantastic sponsors. Most of them are on Patreon. And if you want to find out more about being part of the team here at Turning the Page and, you know, helping finance what we're doing here, it really does help. Patreon, it's just like $1 a month. It's pretty simple, pretty easy. And it really does mean a huge amount for me and enables me to put together these sorts of things like these podcasts and these video vlogs and so on and so on and so on. Hey, come over to turningthepage.info/support and find out more. And if you want to send me an email, I love to hear from my listeners and my community. And my email address is barry@turningthepage.info. Hey, until next week, you have a great week. And remember to watch what you say and how you say it. Okay, thanks. Bye.